Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Earnings season is kicking off this week on Wall Street, but expect some news from Main Street, too.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Earnings, earnings, earnings. Get ready to hear lots about that. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Bill Stone is Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management, and in his weekly note to investors, he focuses a lot on earnings, but there is some other stuff to talk about this week. So, Bill, what are you focused on?
So a few things. You know, one is it's almost certain even after I'll skip to the conclusion, which is I think companies will again beat what the expectations are because, frankly, the expectations are so bad. But even after that beat, you're likely to see almost certain, to see negative earnings growth and probably even negative revenue or sales growth. And I would say even ex-energy, it will be difficult to see a positive number because we have a fair number of other things going on. And probably a key one really is the financials, which is this week. They are up against very difficult comparisons versus last year, and they probably didn't get as many Fed rate hikes as some of the estimates, at least way back, would have been calling for.
It sounds as though we're going to have a fair number of drags out there. Energy could be dragging us down. The financials could be dragging us down.
Certainly. So you're probably right in order. Energy, absolutely the worst. I mean, it's just going to be a disaster in terms of you really won't have seen that bounce because oil prices didn't bounce until, you know, mid-February, so that really doesn't show through, and they're still way down versus the previous year. Materials, because that's the commodity complex, financials, and some of the industrials as well, just with, frankly, some pretty anemic global growth.
When it comes to earnings, what is the overall expectation? I've been reading about some dismal forecasts out there for earnings, almost down 10%. Is that true? Is it going to be that dismal?
Well, I think the headline right now is down about 9% year over year. But like I said, I don't expect it to actually end up. I think we're going to get some really nice beats. But again, you're almost certain to see a negative number, though, by the time we're done.
Switching gears, we also this week get news from the Fed. They put out their region-by-region snapshot called the Beige Book. Should we look at that as a sign of how well the U.S. economy is doing?
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that it's, you know, remains a mixed picture, and I would guess painting a little bit of an improvement if the PMI data that we've gotten so far is any indication, because February was definitely soft, but hopefully we'll see a little bit of forward looking around the fact that things might have picked up here.
And what about the consumer? This week we get news on retail sales. Then at the tail end of the week we get a report on consumer sentiment. Get out the stethoscope and take the pulse, you know, figure out how the consumer is doing.
Yeah, and I think retail sales will look a bit better than last month. They should pick up, again, relative, I don't think anyone's expecting a real gangbusters number, but at least a decent number, which is key because the consumer is really a prime driver of what you'll see in terms of GDP growth. And I think the consumer sentiment is probably likely, it's expected anyway, to move up a little bit. And I have no reason to suspect it won't because I think the drivers are jobs are getting more plentiful. You know, you can argue about whether it's fast enough, but we're still seeing very good job growth on the payroll side and other measures. And then secondarily, again, oil prices and that low gasoline price tends to also help consumer sentiment.
And one other thing, you know, last week on Wall Street, lousy week for the major averages. After a nice stretch there of weekly gains, where are we going this week?
The million-dollar question. I think we're kind of stuck in the middle a little bit in the sense that you hit it right on the head. We had such a major move off the February low, really like I think 14.5% roughly off of that low at one point. And we've given some of that back. It's hard because I say stuck in the middle because I don't think sentiment has gotten bad enough that you can say, well, we're kind of a wound-up coil to send ourselves higher. But I'm not necessarily looking for some sort of disaster. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the retail sales goes. And I think the one, you know, risk kind of hanging out there is that the first, like I mentioned, the first quarter earnings, certainly anemic to worse, and first quarter GDP growth in the U.S. Has been poor, but the market's been looking forward, and I think rightly so. If people start to worry about that forward look, I think that's where you might get some weakness. We don't expect it, but it's something to watch for.
He's Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group, joining us to help preview the week ahead and to try to get our heads around what's going on with earnings coming up. Bill, thanks as always.
Oh, thanks. It was a pleasure.
And if you like this podcast, check out some of our others like Watching Your Wealth, Money Beat, and Heard on the Street. You can find all those on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.